It's 6:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamb. The experimental drug that may help patients recover from COVID-19 faster and reduce the death toll is being tested in Colorado. In a clinical trial, patients who received remdesivir recovered sooner on average compared with those who got a placebo. Dr. Thomas Campbell at UC Health University of Colorado Hospital is leading one of the drug trials.
It's very exciting because if the data supports that conclusion, it could be that remdesivir will be the first proven effective treatment for COVID-19.
The drug stops the virus from replicating in the body. It has not yet been approved by the Food and Drug Administration for wider use. 21,000 fewer Colorado children were enrolled in health insurance programs last year compared to the previous year. Erica Monowattle with the Colorado Children's Campaign says that's after years of progress.
Between 2008 and 2015, we saw our state go from about 14% of kids who were uninsured down to about 4.5%. That was a fall of over two-thirds.
The annual Kids Count report looks at children enrolled in Medicaid or the state's low-cost health insurance program. Researchers don't know why an increasing share of eligible children aren't enrolling. Mesa County has been cleared to start reopening houses of worship, restaurant, dining rooms, and fitness centers. The state's public health department has issued a waiver loosening restrictions in the county further than the state allows. CPR's Megan Verlee has more.
The openings come with some restrictions. People will be asked at the door whether they have any symptoms of COVID-19 and turned away if they answer yes. Restaurants and fitness centers can only serve up to 30% of their usual capacity and will have other social distancing measures in place. Mesa County has only had 39 positive COVID-19 cases and currently has enough healthcare capacity to accommodate some increase in infections. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
El Paso County has received $125 million as part of the federal pandemic response. County Commissioner Mark Waller says the county will keep about 55% of the money and share the rest with El Paso cities and towns.
The federal government has put a mandate on us as the county to be the oversight agency for that and to provide complete transparency in how those dollars are distributed and how those funds are going to be spent.
The county's largest city, Colorado Springs, will get about $38 million. This is CPR News.